Sheriff Susan Pamerlow says her deputies are heartbroken by the string of deaths. That includes one deputy who was in charge of a unit where one of the men died.
He went outside and he rammed his fist into the wall and he broke his hand. That was because of his anger, his hurt, his frustration over knowing that someone had died on his watch.
The name of the 41-year-old who died this morning has not been released. Pamerlow says the jail has brought in more staff to do wellness checks in recent weeks.
And we have increased the number of checks and made even more random observations throughout the jail.
Last week, the state government body charged with regulating jails came to Bexar County for a surprise inspection. Brandon Wood with the Texas Commission on Jail Standards says four suicides in 1 month raises eyebrows, but he didn't find any obvious problems.
The preliminary review of the three suicides that had occurred indicated that there were no violations of minimum jail standards.
Wood says the idea of suicide contagion can be a factor in situations like these.
One of the issues that was discussed was the phenomenon of clusters whenever you have suicides and whenever you have individuals that are in close proximity, they can take cues from that.
The suicide rate for jail inmates is three times that for prisoners, according to federal statistics. Jail inmates typically are held for shorter periods of time. Last year, Texas jails revised the intake form used to screen inmates for risk of suicide following the death of Sandra Bland in Waller County. Lecturer Michelle Deitch at UT Austin's LBJ School of Public Affairs says that isn't enough.
That has not solved the problem of jail suicide, as these four recent incidents in the Bexar County Jail indicate.
Health administrators at Bexar County Jail say staff will revisit suicide prevention training. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.